This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America. And from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt. Joining me in Missouri is our lovely co-host, Miss Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina Mae.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I am doing fine. We've got all these little weird things that are popping around on the computer that are not usually there, so that's kind of throwing me just a little bit. But it is a gorgeous day. Gorgeous day in Middle Tennessee.
Oh, beautiful. Fall is in the air. It's gorgeous.
It is, and I think people are just ready for the weekend so they can get out and enjoy the trails and a lot of great activities that are happening all across the country right now with this beautiful weather. But we have a hot show, and we are going to be visiting one of the most popular riding destinations in the Southeast. And you want to tell us who our guest is today?
Absolutely. We are traveling to the Big South Fork in Tennessee and talk with Larry McMillian with Southeast Pack Trips. Interesting show.
It's going to be a fun show with Larry McMillian, and one of my favorite places ever to ride is up around the Big South Fork. But we're going to have fun with him. And we want to remind folks that Saddle Up America is made possible by our great sponsors in the General Store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the Western and equestrian lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net and by the Christmas Shop. And you can find the Christmas Shop and shop online. People are doing that. That's the most popular way to shop today for Christmas. And you can visit the Christmas Shop and shop with those folks there at equestrianlegacy.net as well. And by Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance, guarding you down life's trail. You can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org. So grab your big cup of coffee, take a deep seat in the saddle, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Larry McMillian on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world on our free mobile app and online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I always have liked a little bit of Tabasco sauce on my eggs in the morning, and so I got the idea for this song called Louisiana Hot Sauce. Is the heat turned up? Is it warm in here? I'm already sipping on another cold beer. Aren't they great?
Well, that is Miss Joni Harms and her Louisiana Hot Sauce from her live album, Oregon to Ireland. And our guest today has probably got one of the best jobs in the world. And Larry McMillan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
Good morning, Tina May. Good, happy to see everybody.
Well, good to have you with us. Good to have you. Yeah. Yeah, so you really do have one of the best jobs in the world, don't you?
I do. I do believe that.
So tell us a little bit, Larry, about how you got involved in horses and where you're from and trail riding background, and then we want to talk a little bit about how you ended up in the Big South Fork.
Well, when we were kids, our dad always had us a horse, and I think we grew up on a farm in Franklin, Kentucky, my brothers and I, and there was a horse always available to us, and I believe Dad had us a horse to keep us out of trouble maybe and to keep us on the farm, and it hit me real hard. I rode horses ever since I was a kid, started out with a mean little pony named Smokey, and we just started, you know, riding around the farm with some of the neighbors, and then my older brother and I, we started trail riding with some friends from Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, Land Between the Lakes, and we were riding a lot on the weekends around there in Kentucky, but we found Big South Fork on horseback in 1985, and we came over here. In fact, it was 30 years ago this week, and when we found this place, it was a whole lot of nobody and nothing, and you could literally get lost on a horse in the eastern half of the United States, and I didn't think there was a place like that. And
yeah.
Kind of place.
Yes, and we just started riding with our friends and families at that time, and then we kept getting lost after about 2 years. We kept making a right turn here and there to see where this went, and we'd been riding over here for real close to 3 years, and I told Johnny, my older brother, I said, I'm going to go home, and I said, I'm going to buy a pack saddle, and we're going to change our life as far as being lost and not having to get back and things like that, and it changed my life, without going out west. The park here with the 320 miles of trails that we have and the 125,000 acres and it being the second largest network of public horse trails east of the Mississippi River, and it's centrally located in the eastern half of the United States. It's 8 to 10 hours from 2/3 of the population of the United States. And
right.
With all that being said, it was a relatively new park at the time, and it was my pioneer days to find this place.
Wow.
Not
wow.
to mention, it's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful riding there.
It's God's creation for horseback riding. It really is. It's such a special place, and it had a draw on me from the very first trip. We were making plans for our next visit before we even left on the first one, and that's a God's truth.
Wow. Well, Larry, I'm curious. What was up there back in 1985?
A whole lot of horse trails that weren't marked. There wasn't a map that was very good. It was a place that I didn't think you could find it on horseback east of Mississippi. I thought you had
right.
to go out west to do that. And
right.
I think that was the remoteness, yet the closeness to Nashville and Knoxville and Louisville and Lexington. And it's a little gem right over here. And it had such a draw on me. It had more activities here than I can do in my lifetime. We found it canoeing the river in 1975, first of all. Then we hiked in here trout fishing in 81, and we saw a proposed map of all the horse trails at that time. And then it really got off the ground in the mid-80s. And it's still not many visitors here. You don't see a lot of people on horseback. But the amount of trails and the different types of riding, from the novice rider, you know, to the extreme rider, it's all right here, as long as you know where it is. And it took me 7 years before we finally rode all of the trails. But we started the business in 1988, right in there, and we're celebrating our about 25 years of doing this right in here for sure. And it's just been a whole big party. I met a lot of great people, and only because of horses, and it pleases me so much for my customers or anybody that has their own horse to come to Big South Fork and get any kind of an enjoyment like I've gotten out of here. I've spent half of my life here at Big South Fork riding horses. I'm 60 years old, and there's a lot worse things I could be doing.
Amen. 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 Well, let's talk just a little bit about what Southeast Pack Trips has to offer folks.
Well, here at Southeast Pack Trips, we found out long ago that it's about our customer. It's not about us. After we had ridden here all these years and found the place, you know, very comfortable to ride in and knew what our limitations were, it's turned into custom horseback rides for my customers. It's not, we don't do the normal rental stable deal here. If you're a rider, mm-hmm. we take you on a more adventure ride. Of course, if we have children, it's all about safety. I have three rules. You can't fall off. You have to have fun. We can't talk politics. And if we follow those three rules, we usually have a good ride. But we do custom things here. We do anything from we don't advertise a lot of one-hour rides, but we do those for small kids up to a two-hour ride. We do four-hour rides, all-day rides, and then we offer overnight camping trips by pack mule, 7 days, 6 nights, the longest one I offer. That's called the How Tough Are You Tour. That's 120 miles of following me around in here for a week.
Wow.
And we do weddings. We do hay rides. I've got a camping area here on my place. We've got a 3.5-acre lake that we let our customers fish in, catch and release. But we do about anything that we can come up with to do on horseback, and more important, what you all can come up to do. I let my customers outline a trip that they want, and then I try to produce that trip based on my knowledge of the park and then the access to the park and the assets of the park and the trails that we have and things like that. Just do a lot of custom stuff.
Yeah, and I think you've been doing this for a long time. And by the way, I had just posted on social media yesterday a really neat video that Tennessee Wildside had done featuring you.
Yes,
so you're a celebrity as well as an outfitter.
Well, it's all about the horses, and you know, it's not about me, Gary. It's mainly the good riding here at Big South Fork, and the lack of knowledge by most horseback riders that it's even here, right under their nose, especially the people in Tennessee. Now, it's been ranked as one of the top six places in the country in February. I think it was Trail and Horse and Rider magazine. I think is what it was, is one of the top six places in the country to bring your horse and ride. And It's such a special place, and there's so much here. It's limitless with the ideas that you can come up with through horse rides here, with the campgrounds
right.
that they're stationed out in the area outside the park. And it's one of the most horse-friendly parks, I think, in the country. The Big South Fork National River and Recreation Area, people do a great job on maintaining the trails. They're top-notch. They're implementing prototype things that were here for nationwide usage, where crossing creeks, they use a tri-lock rock. But the park does a great job in keeping it safe for all riders, and it's just such a horse-friendly area compared to some other places in the country that are cutting out trail rides and less and less riding, but not at Big South Fork. They're on the horse rider's side here.
Right. Well, we're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, we want to talk a little bit about the folks that come to ride and visit with you. And also want to talk a little bit about accommodations that are in the area as well. But most of the folks that come ride, Larry, men or women?
Well, I told people this for a year, 80% of my rides are set up by a female. Now, it may not be for just a female group, but it will be for the families, the husbands or groups or the kids or even Boy Scouts. We do camps for YMCA camps. They come here and camp on my place. But the majority, it seems to be that the females are driving the horse in the direction it's going now. I mean, it used to be a kind of a man's sport, you thought, but it's no longer like that. It's a lot of people enjoy horses, but I think the ladies, there's something to bond between a horse and anybody. But, most of my people are driven by the female riders, and especially the young girls that get horses in their blood. They're not like young boys. They don't find cars and motorcycles, and it's the young girls. We've had groups all week here that some little girls had never ridden before, and gosh, it changed their life. You could see it in their eyes and hear it in their giggles. But it's a lot of good people that people that find us know that we do a special ride, and it's a ride that they can't get usually in any other place, and that's what we're proud to offer right there.
All right. Well, this is a song we're going to do right now called The Horse Lover by Mary Kay. It's off of her new CD, Ride a Wide Circle. And we'll dedicate this to the 80% of the women that are coming up there to ride and the 20% of us guys that are smart enough to be up there, too. So
there you go.
We'll be right back. We're talking to Larry McMillan of Southeast Pack Trips on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Grass ain't $6 a bale now, back feed is up again. The beans and ramen noodles are the same. The shoe is wanting cash now, and grass is getting thin. But the pasture's starting back now from that rain. Payments aren't too bad on my fancy two-horse plant. Sure is dandy hauling to the trail. I'm living in a single wide to afford the things I can't. Just found another vet bill in the mail. I'm pulling on to the end of my road. As long as I've got horses, I've got hopes. I've got one of those hearts that don't beat to a drummer. It just gallops along, cause I'm a horse lover.
Circle, and Mary Kay will be with us on Thursday to talk with us, and we're going to play a lot of music from her new CD, Ride a Wide Circle, when she's here on Thursday at noon on the Campfire Cafe. But we are talking with Larry McMillan up in the Big South Fork in East Tennessee on the Cumberland Plateau. And Larry, we've got one of those 80% of the women that have just called in, and I think, Diane, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey has that Eastern accent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Diane.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, tell us how you found the Big South Fork and Larry McMillan and Southeast Pack Trips.
I actually found him. I did a lot of research. I found him on the internet, and we went there this past July for the first time. Me and my husband went to visit, and we had such a wonderful time that 2 months later, I took my two nieces, who are 12 and 13, riding up with Larry. And it's the most beautiful place, and Larry does such a wonderful job. The horses are like, if I traveled all the way from New Jersey to Tennessee just to go riding, that was my main purpose. And I'm going to keep going back because Larry is awesome. We have a great time. The horses are wonderful. It's just a great experience. And I've been riding horses since I was 5 years old.
Wow, wow, wow. Now, and we're going to talk a little bit later in the show some about Larry's horses. But, Larry, you have Tennessee Walking Horses. And, Diane, was that your first ride on a Tennessee Walking Horse?
Yes, it was.
And how was it?
Oh, I'm used to riding quarter horses and thoroughbreds, which are fine. But now my love is with a gated horse, a Tennessee Walker or a Pasofino. Anything that's gated, I mean, it's just such a pleasure to ride those kind of horses. They're wonderful.
They're pretty neat. They are pretty neat. I've had Tennessee Walking Horses for over 60 years, so I cannot argue that point about them. And hey, Diane, are you familiar with horse sluts?
Yes, I am. I just met with Candace and Penny for the first time, and I'm like a horse slut myself now because I used to have horses all my life and now I don't have a horse, so I guess I'm considered a horse slut.
Well, I think this horse slut thing is spreading across the country, and we have one of the head horse sluts with us right now. And Candace, how are you?
I am here. I am absolutely terrific. Oh, gosh, I have three of some of my favorite people right here in my phone and on my computer. What's better than that? I have a question for Larry. Can he hear me?
Hello, Diane, and hello, Candace. Good
hello,
to hear you.
Hello, Larry.
Guys.
Now, I heard that you do custom rides, and I know that that is true. And I've heard about your anniversary rides and some other rides that are geared towards personal relationships. And I was wondering if you might have a ride that would be have my boyfriend dump me ride, where I want to get rid of him and I want to bring him up. And what would that look like? What kind of ride would that would be that would please end this relationship?
That would be a custom horseback ride.
Oh,
yes, it definitely would. And I have experienced when Penny and I came up to see you the very first time, there was a payback ride that we saw from the parking lot. And I want an explanation of what would be please dump my boyfriend ride.
Well, are you talking about that particular ride? Is that what you were referring to?
Anything you want to say? This is your interview.
Hey, Penny. Hey, by the way, we have Penny that's joined us on the call. So now
Hello, Larry. I love you, man.
I love you too.
Rock and roll, Larry.
Rock and roll.
Oh God, I love it. Well, this is Gary and Larry's worst nightmare: three horse sluts on the phone at once.
Well, and maybe a future horse slut there out in Missouri. I don't know, Tina May. You may end up being a horse slut sometime.
Come on, you got to be a horse slut.
She's not making any commitments. She's no commitments from Tina May right now about the horse.
I don't think Larry has any problem with being surrounded by three horselets, though. We have been on the trail with him with all women and whatever, and he just goes with the flow. So it doesn't matter a bit.
All righty. He's a wise man. He's wise.
Yes, he is. He definitely is. And there's nothing like watching, riding behind Larry, going down the trail, going up the trail, and when you can feel the energy when a yeehaw is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to say anything. You can feel the yeehaw in the trees, and you better hold on.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I'm going to ring off so the rest of you can talk. Obviously, we adore Larry. We love riding with him. We've been doing it forever. Diane is coming back and bringing people. It is the place to ride. And, Larry, we thank you for the years of friendship and for giving us our yeehaw back.
Well,
Don't leave just yet. Let me ask.
Okay.
Didn't you kind of have a horselet gathering up there that you rode with Larry not too long ago? And, Diane, did you come down for that?
I sure did. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Kenny and Diane, tell about it. Go ahead.
Well, Diane found us on the website. She went the way she found out about us was she went into True West, which is a campground, and they have a store there. And her husband saw the book, and he said, "Oh, this is you." And he bought the book for us. So then they find Larry. They go to meet with Larry and ride, and Larry tells them that I'm in that book. And Diane's like, "No, you're not." "Yeah, I'm in that book." "No, you're not. I'm in that book." And then he takes and it's like, "Here's my picture. Here's the dedication. Here's a whole chapter on me." And I'm sure she's like, "Geez, you know." So,
Penny, what was the name of the chapter in which you find Larry?
Oh, I'm trying to remember right now. Hold on.
The guy with no nipples.
The guy with no nipples. Yes.
Which is not Larry.
Amazing.
It's not Larry. I don't know. I've never seen him without a shirt. Larry, that's not you, right?
I hope not. I don't think that was me. I don't think I was in that chapter, but I don't think it starred me.
You were out west on that trip, and we rode with Kenny, so you were good. But so she ended up finding us on Facebook, and we said we need to ride together. So we booked a ride for September, and she brought her nieces, which was awesome. So we had this whole and our
Mary
Beth charity, Mary Beth, came from Horse Haven, and so we had Bill and like seven or eight women, and Larry and seven or eight women out riding.
I'm so jealous, Larry. I can't stand it. It's like,
well, you know,
yeah.
it was two guys
and 14 women or something. Like,
well, it's not quite like they're making it sound, but, you know, it's good to see everybody have fun. And
he had to leave town and go to Franklin just to get away from all of us and meet, what was it, 40 or 60? Tell about what you were doing in Franklin for that fundraiser.
Well, we were contacted by Steve Walsh, who's with the Tennessee Parks and Greenway Foundation, and they were having a fundraiser at David Marks Farm there in Franklin, Tennessee. So we offered to take a load of horses. We took seven, and Christy and I guided real close to 60 people in a four-hour period for 15-minute rides each, at six at a time. And it was a great afternoon. It was a kind of a wild 4 hours, but we did that to help them with a good cause, and it was for a lot of good people. Got to ride for just a little bit. Some of them had never ridden. Most of them had never heard of Big South Fork, much less me, and the trails here. And it was good PR for us, but it was for such a good cause. Tennessee Parks and Greenway Foundation. They collect money in different ways, funded by the State Park Association, and they purchase properties across the state and make nature areas out of them that really would be nothing else go on there, but they try to preserve the nature, and they're for good cause, and we were helping those people with that. That's what we were doing in Franklin that day.
Oh, that's great.
Is Winchester going to get on the phone too, Larry?
Winchester's sitting here wishing he could talk to us.
And don't forget Christy. Larry's girlfriend, Christy, is awesome. Last year she cooked Thanksgiving dinner for us, and we were there in November. Thanksgiving dinner for us, and we went over to the house and got to share in that. She's wonderful, and if she can, she goes on rides with us. And you're treated like, I mean, you're friends. You're like friends and family. It's not just you go, you get on the horse, you don't talk to people, and you come back. There's a relationship that ends up forming because of this wonderful place and this wonderful man, and it's just an amazing thing.
Well,
I agree, Penny.
Thank you, ladies.
Cool.
I appreciate it.
I can't imagine going anywhere on a trail with horse sluts and things be quiet and nobody talking anyway. So,
well, every day is a new day, I promise you.
All right.
It's a tough job, but somebody has to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. I've got.
You guys are going to have to take Gary out on a ride.
Yep.
I know. I see Gary.
We're going.
Absolutely.
The guys need a little extra testosterone here.
Well, Diane, let me tell you, Diane's husband has a few days off in November, so she was talking about trying to get back up there and ride, and we were looking. And unfortunately, her brother is going to be out of town, so she has to stay in man the family business. But her husband said, you just went in June, and then you went in September. What's up with this? And it's like horse slut fever.
My husband doesn't buy me a horse, I guess I'll keep seeing Larry every 2 months. I hope he doesn't get too tired of seeing my face.
Well, if I do, I'll just send you guys out with Christy.
All right. You never get tired of us. You know that.
No. It's always fun with this bunch, Gary. I can assure you.
I can tell. We're going to do another quick break. This is another song for women out there. And it's another one from Mary Kay. It's called Grit, Grace, and Baling Twine. I'll let you ladies see if you can relate to this. And we're going to come right back and talk more with Larry. And we may have four horse sluts now. Tina May, are you one?
Come on, May.
I'm still listening.
All right, we'll be right back on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
They say that you kind folks, the ones wear boots and the ones that don't. I believe, darling, you and me hold steady in the boot category. Goodbye, city life and 9-to-5 living. Our corporate meetings are held in our kitchen. You can't beat our sweet retirement plan. Don't get sick, work as long as you can. This is how we hang and rattle, raise my kids and raising cattle. Let loose on a Saturday night, 2 steps under neon lights. Our life's a good kind of crazy, keep it together, you and me, baby. Trick of the trade with life and wine and grit, grace and baling twine. They say to make it pay, you gotta roll with the season. Make do or do without knowing to sell and when to keep. Our best insurance is in making do. Duct tape, utter bomb, and super glue. Give us this crazy life and nothing at all. Dream delivered with a draw. That's right, y'all. This is how we hang and rattle, raise my kids and raise the cattle. Let loose on Saturday night, 2 steps under neon lights. Our life's a good kind of crazy, keep it together, you and me, baby. Cause the trick of the trade when life and wine is grit, grape, and bam and twine. Make our stand.
Diane from Mary Kay's new CD, Ride a Wide Circle. And be sure and join us on Thursday at noon when we have Mary Kay as our special guest, and we play some more music from this great CD. Going to be a lot of fun. And we'll also be joined by J.T. Frazier from Terra Springs Ranch in Franklin, Tennessee. So a lot of fun. But this show is made possible by Trail Guard 24-hour roadside travel assistance. With Trail Guard, you get unlimited vehicle towing to a dealership that services your make vehicle, a second tow vehicle to get you to your trailer and your horses home or to your destination, 24-hour coverage for you and your vehicle or one you're driving or anyone driving your vehicle, and a 24-hour personal assistant to help you plan your trip, and much, much more. Trail Guard was founded with one mission in mind, and that is guarding you down life's trails. You can learn more today about Trail Guard by visiting trailguard.org. And Larry McMillan, you're a pretty tough guy. You can handle a lot of women at one time. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, that's just on horseback. That's on horseback.
He can handle a lot.
Well, my horses make it possible.
Oh, and let me just tell you one thing that's important. I mean, the area up there is beautiful as far as Big South Fork. And we've ridden a lot of different places, but when we get on Larry's horses, I know that it's a horse that's well-trained, that's safe, and most of them, they'll have some spunk. If you want to move a little bit, they'll do that too. But they are very well-trained. They're very safe. He knows what he's doing. And that makes a huge difference from the standpoint of people who don't ride their own horses. And the fact that you can go up and be like, I want to ride 2 hours or 3 hours. We were so spoiled because we thought that's how it worked, because Larry was our very first riding trip. And we quickly found out that's not the case most places. So having the combination of the amazing trails, those horses, the Larry as a fun, and you never know what's going to happen, trail guide, but keeps you safe, all is a combination that just makes it the best place to ride.
Oh, that's neat. That is neat. Well, Larry, how often do you have rides that take place? Do you any kind of organized things? Do you have special events, or are you just open year-round?
We are open year-round, 7 days a week. Now, sometimes the weather won't let us ride every day, but we do anything. We do a lot of special stuff with groups. We do the horsemanship merit badge for the Boy Scouts, and then the Girl Scouts, they have a program with them that we help them, assist them, and a lot of starter riders that are very novice that we come up, they camp at our place, and then it's about, like, if you have a group or a family outing or a family get-together. I did a wedding this past weekend, another up here at one of the campgrounds. You call me, and we'll come up with ideas, and that's what's kept it fun for me over the years, I think, in the last several years here is, you know, giving my customers what they want in the way of a custom ride. And a lot of people don't know what the word custom means when it comes to a horseback ride. Well, that's just about anything you can come up with, and if I can produce it, we'll do our best to put that trip together for the groups and your individual, because there's one thing for sure, people and horses are just alike. There's no two the same.
Right.
And there's no two groups of riders that are going to want the same stuff. So we do cookouts on a trail. We've got pack animals. We do sunset dinner rides. I've stopped before and made steaks for lunch, baked potato, and it might be, we call it a quality ride instead of a quantity ride. You don't ride all the mileage, but the experience you have and the miles that you do ride are something that you'll never forget. And that's what keeps it fun for me is giving the folks that don't get the opportunity or to have the luxury like I do to be here in such a God's part of the world riding horses, we give them the experience the best we can from what I've seen coming up here for all these years.
Right, right. Now, and I want to go back and ask that question again, though. Do you organize any kind of rides? Do you have any kind of special events, or do you wait for the request for a custom ride?
We don't really advertise a spring flower ride. There's a lot of places that do organize rides that have their own horses, but it's so wide open here. Now, we do full moon rides. We do snow rides in the winter, which most people have never, ever thought about doing, but We offer those anytime anybody wants them, and we try to stay with the individual groups. We found over the years that mixing groups together, it's better if it's just one group.
Gotcha. All right, well, that makes sense. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the places to ride, the trails that they have up there, and while Penny and Diane are on the line, and Diane, let me just start with you since you're in New Jersey. Do you have a favorite trail that you've ridden so far with Larry and Penny and the girls?
Well, I was on a couple of trails, and they're all different, and they're all beautiful. But I think my favorite one was kind of there's a lookout, it's called. And when you get off your horse, you can overlook this big lookout, and you can feel the trees and the rock formations. But there's so many trails that we went on with Larry that I think that they're all beautiful. So, and we went down to like a river, we crossed rivers, and it's just all amazing. The scenery out there and the landscape, it's like nothing I've ever ridden before. In New Jersey, there are trails here, but nothing like Tennessee. And I've been riding here, on trail rides, and the horses that they give you, they're half lame, like Larry's horses, like Penny said, they have some spunk, you feel like you're really riding, and it's very enjoyable. So the combination of the beauty of Tennessee and up in South Fork and the horses that Larry provides, you got the best of both worlds, And like Penny said, Larry makes it so much fun too. So it's a combination of the landscape, the horses, and Larry's fun attitude.
Right. Well, now, Penny, what about you? Have you had a favorite trail that you've ridden or an experience? And it seems like we talked about one of those on the show one time, but I can't repeat what it was that...
Well, I don't think the word favorite and yellow face were used in the same sentence. I think it was a different word that was used for that ride.
Yeah.
But we did it. We lived through it. It was great. It was our first ride there. But I like them different. I like the overlook ride that Diane was talking about because it has areas that have a lot of wide sandy trail where you can get a little bit of speed up, and that's when you watch for Larry to kind of look back at you with that little grin, and you know that he's fixing to go, and you better keep up. But then they have other areas where you're going down and you're in a creek and you're going through, and the rhododendron that blooms in the spring is all over, and you're riding through this archway of rhododendron. And under we saw some of the rock houses that are where the water and stuff has come through, and you can go back underneath these huge rocks. And I'm sure people used to camp underneath there. So it's so beautiful. And I've ridden a small part of the trails there, but there's always something to see. So it's hard to pick a favorite one.
Yeah. Candace, what was it that Penny thought you said to her when you were going around? What was that? What did you think you said?
When we were coming down to Yellowface, and in all fairness, we hadn't met Larry yet. He'd had one of these custom rides that he was doing, so we were sent out with a young man. And he said, "Hey, you want to do Yellowface?" "Well, yeah, sure. We don't know anything." And up we went. And it was horse repelling on the way up and on the way down. There were times our hooves did not touch the ground. And as we were going down, Penny yelled, "I'm scared." And she thought I yelled back, "I'll miss you." So through echoing through the valley, I could hear her scream the B word, which I'm not sure which radio station you can say the B word. And we got down and said, "Why are you calling me a B?" And she said, "Well, you said you'd miss me." I said, "No, I said I'm scared too." But we did it. We survived it. And Larry, I want to ask you or have you talk about the ride on which you took me and Bill that was out of Cherrett Creek. You trailered us over to the Cherrett Creek Lodge, and then we rode parallel to some body of water and swam across it. And what was that? And can you explain that? Because that was great.
Well, Cherry Creek Lodge is located here in the middle of the park. It's the oldest buildings in the whole United States National Park Service. It's still being utilized. It's the only lodging with a roof over your head here in the park, and it's only accessible by horseback riding, bicycle, or hiking. And they offer lodging with meals, and there's a trailhead over there that we trailer over to from my place here, and we drop off. And that's one of the best areas. If I only had one more day to ride here, I would tell people to take me to that area. That the trail you're talking about, Candace, is Station Camp Creek horse trail down to the river crossing, and then back up Hatfield Ridge to the overlook. We go down to Parchcorn Creek, but that's right in the center of the park. Which a little north of me here where I'm located, you get a little more rocky terrain up there. It's prettier up in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're singing Larry's praises. Of course, we're Larry groupies. But he always gives you really good advice. And when we had stopped for lunch and then we were going to cross this, it didn't look like a creek to me. It's called a creek, but it looks like a Russian river to me. And he's in front and, you know, he settles down and says, okay, now, why don't you listen to me? Lift your feet up so you don't get your feet all wet. If the horse goes to lay down, don't let him. And if I fall in a hole, don't follow me. And I thought, right, okay, good.
That's fun. That is fun. Well, the trails out there are beautiful any direction that you want to go. There are a lot of them to ride. Cherrick Creek is always a great destination. I always like to take a lunch and have lunch down there on the porch or under one of the trees. And have you ladies stayed overnight down there yet?
No, I don't sleep without electricity and showers and hot tubs and a good Chardonnay.
We do rustic, and there's a line between rustic and primitive. We don't do primitive.
It does.
Well,
and I know that they can give you hot showers.
Yeah.
Although I have wanted to go there, and Candace has said no. So it's basically if I want to go, I'm going to need to get another riding buddy to go. So
there you go.
And Penny has all kinds of friends, and I am so glad she does. And I'll meet her on the flats.
Oh gosh.
Diane, well, are you a camper? Would you stay there?
Oh, yeah, I'm up for anything.
Oh, see, she's marvelous. She
would.
Diane rides Big South Fork with a bareback pad and no stirrups.
Oh, wow.
Uphill,
wow.
Down dale, up the 180 degrees, down the 180 degrees. She rides without stirrups. So we're talking a different class of rider here.
Wow.
I have Velcro
yeah,
on my,
but
my
I paid
butt
for
to
that.
Down.
I paid for that, Candace. I paid for that dearly.
Oh, did you? Do you want to explain that, Diane?
No, I do not want that right now.
It's another chapter.
Oh, my gracious. My gracious. Well, I tell you what. You can tell that Larry is a great guy and that the ladies love spending time with him and riding up there. And he's got to be a little bit patient, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a doctor. I don't have any patience.
But you have to be grateful when you see Bill so you can have boy time and talk boy things.
Bill's a special guy. If it wasn't for Bill, I couldn't do some of the things we do. But all these folks that we're talking to here today are just, they're so much fun to be around. And once again, it's all about the horses. And I feel so proud and lucky to have the horses that, you know, folks can ride and come up here and like I say, just have a little bit of the enjoyment of Big South Fork. It's a place that'll really make a mark on you if you feel it. Now, it's not for everybody. It's kind of off the beaten path. But it pleasures me to see people ride my horses like these kids. And they bring a lot of good people with them, and they're here for the right reason.
Well, they are. And it's just a neat place. And by the way, it's the Big South Fork has become an extremely popular second home or retirement destination. So there's some just beautiful equestrian facilities that have been built, homes, great places up there.
Equestrian subdivisions up there.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, well, I want to thank Candace and Penny and Diane and for joining us and making this so much fun. We want to come back and talk with Larry just a little bit more about Southeast PAC trips. But when are you coming back, Diane?
I think I'm going to talk to Larry about coming in April, the first week in April.
Yay! Yay! We'll meet you there.
All right.
I love it.
And,
thank you for letting us participate. This was very special for all of us.
Hello, girls. And good.
Bye,
and good,
everybody.
Bye-bye. Come see us.
Okay.
We will.
Bye-bye.
Tell Christy hello.
I will. She's sitting here listening.
All right. Love you, Christy.
Thanks so much. All right.
Bye-bye,
thanks,
guys.
Ladies. Bye-bye. All right, well, that's a lot of fun. If you have not gotten your copy of The Horse Sluts, then go out and pick one up. You can get it on Amazon. It's a fun, fun book, and I would encourage you to grab it. It's really about getting your Yahoo on, and it doesn't make any difference how old you are. You can always find a new zest for life, and it's just a fun book, but for some hilarious stories in there. So, Larry, let's talk a little bit about where folks can find you to connect and come ride with you.
Well, most of our business comes from the internet, or of course our website, southeastpacktrips.com.
Okay.
And we've been in business here for 25 years, and with that being said, a lot of people have told a lot of people about us, and we get a lot of referrals that are authentic testimonials. But people are really searching that are finding us on the website, on the internet.
Okay, and you've got a Facebook page, and that's Southeast PAC Trips as well. So
yes.
They can go like your page on Facebook, and that's always a there are just a few billion people out there on Facebook, so that's a great place to find folks.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't get a chance to ask you, where's your favorite place to ride up in the Big South Fork? You've been doing it for a long time. Do you have a favorite spot?
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me, do you ever get tired of riding? I mean, here at Big South Fork. But each day is a different day on any trail that you ride. You have the seasons, of course. You have the right now, the fall of the year, our colors are fabulous. That they're a little drab this year because it was a dry part of the back or the end of summer there. But you could ride the trail out and turn around and come back, and you're looking on the backside of that same tree, but it doesn't look the same. So, you know, I have areas that I like to ride as far as the rocks and the creeks and things like that. But it's hard. You'd be hard-pressed to pin me down on a other than the Cherrick Creek area. That area up there is just, there's less people. And up in the No Business Creek, which is a little farther north, just south of the Kentucky state line, that's a great area too. But there's not a bad place to ride here. There's just some that are better than others.
Yeah. Well, it is a beautiful place. It's not that far out of Nashville. It's not that far from Knoxville or Lexington, Kentucky. And I think, as Larry said earlier, about 80% of the population can get there in about a day. So great, great place to come and ride. What about places to stay? There are a lot of great campgrounds up there. Do you have anybody that camps at your place?
We have a private place that we have so many campgrounds around us. I don't compete against those people, but we have a place that has enough. I have 10 stalls and 4 sites, and I tell people, anybody made you mad at this campground, you probably brought them with you. It's kind of a private place, and we've got a bathhouse with 2 showers, and then you have availability to ride right out of, like what we do, into the park trails. But there's several campgrounds around me. You have Saddle Valley Campground, True West Campground. Across the road, we have Spruce Creek Campground. And then on south of here, you have Zenith Campground. You have Honey Creek Campground. And all these folks have come in here. They're fairly new owners. Some of them have been here a few years. But they're all trying real hard to please their customers. In fact, most of the campgrounds right now have a lot of people in them because of the weather. Some of them are full, but the luxury here at Big South Fork is it's so big that you can't stay in one place and see it all. You have to bounce around to the different areas. And we also have a bed and breakfast that has been closed to the public for about 4 years, but that has reopened just up the road for one-night lodging. They have a couple of duplexes and then 10 rooms. They're just now getting everything cranked up. And, of course, 7 miles to the west of me here, We have Pickett State Park, which is Tennessee's oldest state park. They do not have horse trails, but they do have cabins and a campground there also. And, of course, inside the park, there's Bandy Creek Campground, which, Gary, you've probably been there, right in the center of the park. And then you have Station Camp Creek Horse Camp, which is on the other side of the river. And also up in Kentucky, you have Bear Creek Horse Camp that's run by the National Park Service. And there's so many places surrounding the park that you can stay, and everybody's horse-friendly. It's just a real horse area.
Well, it is, and the riding is so good that that's one of the reasons that so many people have come across from across the country to live. I mean, they've just decided, I'm going to retire, I'm going to live up here, and beautiful equestrian estates there, a lot of gated communities. It's pretty amazing to see what's been developed up there, because trail riding and the horse life is so popular with folks.
Well, it's been found by a lot of good people, and you know, I tell people there's so many different walks of lives from people that have come up here. We may not have a lot in common, but there's one thing for sure that we do, and that's horses and the maintenance of the horse trails, and you know, the keeping it a very horse friendly area. And everybody up here, it has that in mind, and some people have a little trouble with the remoteness. Their cell phones won't work, which sometimes is a good thing. And some people have a hard time adjusting to that. But we have a lot of people that have places in Florida that live here and there, and they'll ride here during the cooler months down there, and then they'll go back to Florida in the winter. But there's a lot of people in California that are coming here to ride, and it's just such a Tennessee itself is such a friendly state, and there's so much horse activity here in the state all across that you can go to different private places to ride and then have this as a public place to ride. It's just enormous, the amount of riding that we have all over the state. But I'm going to be a little biased and say Big South Fork is one of the prettiest parts of the state. Of course, I've spent the majority of my life here riding. So.
Gosh. Well, I think most people would agree that the east part of the state is just absolutely gorgeous, and there are advantages to all parts of the state. So there's great riding all over Tennessee, whether you're in middle, east, or west. But Big South Fork is gorgeous, and that's the only place that you find southeast pack trips. So that's another plus. That is another plus. Well, any big rides coming up for you guys up there? You got a big group coming in to do anything for the holidays?
Oh yeah, we've got. We're doing a hayride this Sunday for some folks, and then we've got 15 people for a half day ride Saturday, and of course our leaves are in just full bloom, and the weather's just ideal. We have a Thanksgiving ride that we're doing, and we have a big ride during Christmas weekend. The week between Christmas and New Year's is always a big week for us, depending on what day Christmas and New Year's fall on. But we do a lot of, not so many organized stuff as it is, you just call me and tell me what you want, and we'll produce it, and that's where the word custom comes in.
There you go. There you go. Well, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to coming up to the Big South Fork and meeting you and saying hi, and maybe we can talk about the horse sluts while we're up there.
Well, I guarantee you, if you've never been to Big South Fork, come with an open mind. It may take a bit to get here and find it. You may get lost getting here, but I think if you enjoy horseback riding, whether you have your own horse or you want to rent one of ours and go with us, it'll be a life-changing experience. It's just so, and we're so close to a lot of things, like Nashville's 150, Knoxville's 85. You got Louisville and Lexington are only about 2.5 to 3 hours away. And it's so many people don't know about it, but if they ever find it, some of them don't go back and tell anybody because they don't want to bring all the crowds up here. I've got neighbors that tell people that they haven't told everybody they know about it because they don't want everybody up here. But it's a great place to ride. We guarantee our rides to be fun, and if it's not fun here at Southeast Pack Trips, we don't do it.
Oh, wow. Well, again, the southeastpacktrips.com, and visit them on Facebook. And Larry, you're a neat guy. I look forward to meeting you up there, and I really appreciate the fact that you spent time with Tina May and myself, and of course we loved having Diane and Penny and Candace call in. So you brought a crowd with you today, my friend.
Well, it's a good bunch of people that you had on, Tina May. I'm sure you'll become one of the horse sluts soon. There's no doubt in my mind, and I don't even know you. But you all are so appreciative and have everything here at Big South Fork, and I welcome any of you to come up anytime, Gary. I've got a bunkhouse and a couple places that we rent, horseback riders. I've got a 3.5-acre lake down here that's full of fish.
All right.
It's an experience to come up and see Big South Fork. And, you know, and I tell people, too, that have their own horse that come up here, I'm more than willing and happy to sit down with them with a map and show them, you know, encourage them to go here or give them ideas and help people to keep getting lost and have a good experience here at Big South Fork, because over the years I've found out that if you don't pay attention here, you can get lost, and we don't want you to do that. So any of you out there that have your own horse, I'll be glad to help you sit down with a map if you want to call me. And they make a good National Geographic map of the park, which I highly recommend. And I'll sit down with anybody and help you have a good, memorable experience here at Big South Fork.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
I think that Cherry Creek Lodge ride sounds very interesting. I haven't done that, so.
That's a great ride.
Yes, that's some of the, like I say, that's right in the center of the park, and there's some majestic rocks up in there, and there's a lot of creek crossings and the river crossing, a lot of water, and it is one of the, you know, you asked me earlier, Gary, about a favorite place. That probably right up there is one of the, that's one of the best rides that we do, but it's not far above the rest of them.
Yeah. Well, I think people enjoy going down and seeing the historic Cherrick Creek and the lodge down there. So, and, you know, I was amazed at how short people were back in the day, because if you're six
you gotta
foot
watch
or better,
your
you're going to have to watch
the...
your head. That's right. That is right. Listen, Larry, thank you so much. And, again, that's Larry McMillan with Southeast PackTrips.com. Visit him, and hey, you'll have a great time up there. Big South Fork is absolutely gorgeous. And Larry, appreciate you, my friend.
Gary, thank you. Tina May, good to meet you all. Come up and see us, and appreciate you having us on the show.
All right, thanks
so much.
Thank
you so much, Larry.
Thank you, guys.
And we're going to be back in just a moment to talk more with Tina May on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Sometimes in the evening, I'm out of horseback, my mind goes to another time. When men were free to roam, the prairie was their home, and the only thing above them was the sky. Back to the good old days, stories of Will James, Rawhide Rawlins, Charlie Russell, and the rest. As I blink away the tears, all my fences disappear, and for a little while I'm a drifting cowboy. Drifting cowboy rides the range on a bald-faced sorrel bronc, on a wood that's seen its better days. He just pulled out of yesterday, heading westwards for tomorrow, for new people, different land, and better pay. Drifting cowboy don't wear no man's brand, or if he does, it's all haired over, 'cause he pulled up his stake pin long ago. His past is written in the lines on his face, and his future is written on the wind. The only friend to a drifting cowboy. Mind comes back to the right here and now, to the care and troubles of the present day, to the blue sky above, those old mesas that I love, and that old setting sun that seems to say, hey, you best be on your way. But I pause for one last time to watch an eagle as he circles above me in the sky. And I wonder at his freedom, wonder what he thinks of me, 'cause I know our hearts are the same. Like my brother the eagle, my spirit rides the wind. Oh, don't you wish you could follow him, drifting cowboy. Drifting cowboy rides the range on his own home ranch, where he's been a-punching cows for some time. And it ain't really half as bad as he sometimes likes to think, 'cause although he's a home guard, he knows down deep inside he's a drifting cowboy. Drifting cowboy.
That's R.W. Hampton with his great song, Drifting Cowboy, and that is nominated for Song of the Year with the Western Music Association, and is from his album, This Cowboy, that's also nominated. So always enjoy talking with R.W., and he'll be a guest a little bit later in the year on the Campfire Cafe, so we look forward to having him back. Tina May, I mean, it's like buckle up and hold on for the show today, huh?
Oh, you bet. That was fun. Those guys
what?
Are a hoot, and Larry sounds like he's got a quite little nice get-up he's got going on there, and people seem to really enjoy him, and he makes it a really good time for folks.
Well, you know, there are a lot of our listeners out there are always looking for places to go and take their horses, but there are a lot of people that want somewhere to go where they can just fly in, or maybe drive in without having to haul horses. And so Larry has a great, and as Penny said, they are well ridden and well trained trail horses. So they're not deadheads, but
it's really safe. You know, that area is huge, and there's a lot of hairy areas there, and if somebody's kind of green or not used to really getting out in the wilderness and riding, you know, like that, this would be a safe thing for them to go and go with Larry. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, I would say that he can probably plan the rides and the trips, you know, based on the experience of the riders that are with him. But with 320 miles of trails up there, there's plenty of ground to cover and a lot to see, and you would not miss some things that you might overlook if you're not
exactly
with an experienced guide out there. So it's just a real neat place, Southeast Pack Trips, and right there in the Big South Fork, just outside of Jamestown, Tennessee, and really some of the best riding in the country be found there. People come from all over the United States and out of the country just to ride up there, and it's absolutely gorgeous. If you enjoy riding out in the West, back in the mountains, you'll think you've been transplanted at some point in time, because the variety in the flora is amazing, and just a real neat place. But anyway, it was a fun show, and by the way, if you haven't gotten the Horse Sluts book, you need to order that. That is the saga of two women on the trail of their yeehaw. And that's by Candace Wade and Penelope Langley. And just a real fun book to read, whether you're a guy or a gal. You'll enjoy it and have a big time with it. So, neat, neat ladies. And appreciate Diane calling in from New Jersey. You couldn't tell she was from the North, could you, Tina May?
Oh, just a little bit.
A little bit?
Just a little bit. She definitely
well,
had that. New Jersey accent.
That's one of the nice things about this country is that we have everybody's not the same. We have a diversity that's to be celebrated and enjoyed. So anyway, a lot of fun.
Love it.
And we want to remind our audience that the show is brought to you by Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance. Trail Guard was founded with one mission in mind, and that is guarding you down life's trails. You can learn more about Trail Guard and all of the benefits that they offer you as you travel, and you can sign up for their service by visiting trailguard.org, and also made possible by our great sponsors in the general store, and now in the Christmas shop, and by our legacy select campgrounds, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the equestrian and western lifestyle. And you can find those in the general store, in the Christmas shop, and if you're looking for a riding destination, visit the great campgrounds in our legacy select horse campgrounds and guest ranches. All of that is at equestrianlegacy.net. And this is the fourth quarter. We're almost through with October. We've got just over 2 months left in the year.
I know, it's crazy.
It is pretty wild.
It's a giveaway.
Yeah, we got a little legacy club something going on. Tell us about that.
Well, the legacy club is free. It offers discounts to the members from our legacy club sponsors. You are automatically entered into our drawings for free prizes, like our end of the year prize of a 2-horse Hydro Horse system from our premier sponsor, Hydro Horse. Again, you can sign up to be a Legacy Club member at equestrianlegacy.net.
All right. So that's pretty neat. Jerry Carey from Tennessee won the Hydro Horse system that we gave away last year. And he's taking that thing all over the country. I mean, he loves that. So anyway.
Oh, love mine.
Doesn't cost anything to sign up, and that's at equestrianlegacy.net, and get your Legacy Club membership in there as well. So where are we going next week on Tuesday on Saddle Up America?
On Saddle Up America, we have Aaron McQueen, a horse chiropractor with McQueen Animal Chiropractic. Then we travel back to Tennessee in the Big South Fork and talk with CB, owner of Honey Creek Horse Camp.
All right. So the Bagwells are great folks up there at Honey Creek. And, it's a pretty popular spot to go during the fall, and that's to head up to the Big South Fork. I've ridden up there in January, and just keep your hands and toes warm, and you're good to go.
I bet it's beautiful in the winter. As well.
It is.
Fall and winter. I mean, all the seasons they just add to your riding. It's just like being in a different place with the seasons, even though you're riding the same trail. So it's just beautiful.
Yeah. But anyway, so that will be a fun show next Tuesday on Saddle Up America. This Thursday, we'll remind you again at noon on the Campfire Cafe. We're going to be talking with Mary Kay and listening to music from her new CD, Ride a Wide Circle, and it's a great CD. So you're going to enjoy that music. And then we'll also be visiting with J.T. Frazier, the owner of Terra Springs Ranch in Franklin, Tennessee, which is just outside of Nashville. So that is going to be a lot of fun on Thursday. And then on Sunday, on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale, not a better way to start your week than joining Belinda on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And this week, her guest will be Judy James. Judy hosts a radio program out in Weatherford, Texas, and is a singer and entertainer. She's a former school teacher. And it's going to be a lot of fun talking with Judy and listening to what she has to say and sharing her music on Sunday morning with Blessed Trails. So, anything I'm forgetting?
No, I think you've got it covered.
Did we cover it all? All right. Well, it was a fun show. It was kind of a wild ride, and as some fellows might imagine, when you get out with 4 or 5 women, it's nice to be able to listen well, wouldn't you think?
I would say that would be a good idea.
Gosh. But a lot of fun with all of our guests today, and so we appreciate it. Appreciate the ladies calling in. And we remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride.
Get ready for the ride.
Oh, get ready for the ride. I said it, didn't I? I said you can.
Yes, you did.
Get ready. Yeah. I was thinking about those horse sluts. If you climb in the saddle.
That got you all fumbled, didn't it?
You did. If you climb in the saddle, let's do this again. If you climb in the saddle.
Get ready for the ride.
There we go. Get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. And Tina May, we're going to close the show today with Roy Rogers and Dell Evans, Happy Trails. Happy Trails. And last Sunday on Blessed Trails, their daughter, Cheryl Rogers, was the special guest. And so you can go back and listen to
that
archive podcast of Cheryl Rogers, but it was so much fun hearing her talk about her mom and dad and growing up in the household with the king and queen of the cowboys. But anyway, we're going to close the show out today with Happy Trails from Roy Rogers and Dell Evans. And as always, we thank you for listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Sunny weather,
happy trails.